just establish it up front, you know, get our running game going, and things should shake out good.
All right, PCM with their first possession of the night. Logan Gilman in the shotgun formation, one back in the backfield, two receivers each side of the field. Gilman looks over the field, sends his man in motion. Gilman rolls back, has time, throws it across the middle of the football field. Nearly, it is intercepted. Hunter Weldon going the other way. Hunter Weldon on the INT going towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. An INT made into a TD, a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. And that is how you start a football game.
It is, man. And you saw Hunter there. Just he saw the quarterback's eyes the whole way. He just kind of backpedaled right into the middle of the field, saw that ball coming all the way, and just took her in for the score.
Hunter Weldon on the INT. How about that, Big C? He stepped right in front of that pass, which was a bullet, picked it off, and away he went.
Yeah, I mean, he was out there. Just fortunately for us, it just went out the wide receiver's hand, tried to make it a one-handed catch there. It just fell short of getting that catch.
That is incomplete. Richard Reed, the intended receiver. Albia takes over on downs. Their first offensive possession of this first half.
Turn off Christian's mic, please.
Opening quarter. First and 10, Blue Demons. Here's Carter Isley over the right side of the blocking wall. Carter Isley cross midfield, brought down after a gain of about 8 yards on first down. And I'll tell you what, T, Albia's offensive line has been impressive all season long, but that was the parting of the Red Sea with white pants.
You know, and that's what Coach loves, to have those second and shorts. You know, he thinks he can get 7-8 yards on first down with a run, you know, and that's what we do.
Second down, less than a yard for the Blue Demons. Southern Iowa Technology line is open. 641-799-1437. Here's a handoff. Isley again over the right side, working his way into PCM territory all the way down to the 40-yard line. They'll move the chains at the First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, Albia, Eddyville. And don't forget their convenient location on Benton at the drive-through. Ball at the 41. 8:15 to go, opening quarter. 8-0 Albia. An INT by Hunter Weldon, taken back for a touchdown. Here's a little counter play going to the fullback, Kieran. The judge and jury on his way inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. You know, he really has continued to improve his running game. You know, a year ago he was a guard, and now he's playing a fullback. The steps he's made has been impressive.
And what amazes me about Kieran, you know, he's so strong and just keeps those legs moving, but he is fast. He is so fast for a big man.
Second down, 5 for Albia. Quick pitch to the right side. Running with the Isley. Has the corner. Has the first down inside the 30-yard line. A flag comes in late. All the way down to the 25, and we'll wait for the flag. But Big C, that blocking wall that was that right side of that Albia offensive line was moving people around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could just see the whole offensive line, including the pulling guard that was right there, just come, make it form a wall, and it was just great job of blocking. Unfortunately, we did get called for a holding call, so it's going to take us back a little ways.
The holding call will move Albia back. You know, they had a nice initial block, but not surprising with all those big bodies out there on the outside that Jersey doesn't get grabbed onto.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's inadvertent, but, you know, that those things happen. We just want to limit those.
Second down, let's call it 7 for the Blue Demons. Isley, again, over the right side, cuts it up and falls forward for a gain of about 4 yards. Kind of lost his footing there as he gets down to the 35-yard line. 7:17 to go, opening quarter, 8-0 Albia. The Granger and Thomas family checking in from Oregon, tuning in, saying, go Big Blue, and we want to hear from you on this Football Friday night. Send a text to 641-799-1437. Third down, 5. Rolling back, Sarver plants, throws it across his body, tipped. Happened was the interior receiver, the closest receiver, and it was two receivers running little seam patterns across the middle tee, and Hadman was the inside receiver. Baker was right behind him. Baker was the intended receiver, but Hadman was open as well. He reached up and actually knocked it down.
Yeah, I think that was Gannon Osing, actually.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, and Matt, you know, had it any sights, and that tip just kind of just threw him off just a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been so impressed with Gannon Osing. What a year he has put together. And, you know, he's got a lot of football left in him.
Absolutely, you know, and a great blocking tight end.
Fourth down play. Sarver throws it across his body to Baker inside the 20-yard line. That'll move the chains down to the 15-yard line. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker on the reception, and that is a First Iowa State Bank first down And Christian across the way, boy, Luke Sarver threw that across his body. That is a tough old pass to make, but he made it look like easy.
That's a tough pass for any league, even the National Football League there. But he managed to get that, throw a dart, and it went right into the hands of Matt Baker.
Albia inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. First and 10, Blue Demons from the 15-yard line. Carter Isley over the right side, has a block, gets to the outside, inside the 10-yard line, all the way down, close to that first down marker. Boy, T, you like the way he was able to get to the outside and then use his strength and his stiff arm to get some separation there at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Carter's a very smart running back, and you have to be fundamentally sound when you got to be fundamentally sound when you're tackling Carter Isley.
Albia on the march here. First down, goal to go, trying to stretch out this lead. 8-0, 6:27 to go, opening quarter. An INT turned into a TD, and Albia scores first. And here's Isley over the left side, has some running room inside the five, down close to the goal line. Wait for the indication. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Piercemacher funeral home touchdown, and Albia puts another six up on the board.
You know, and that's I think we just heard that's Carter's 21st touchdown of this season.
He is a touchdown making machine, and Big C, Carter Isley, going to get a lot of credit, deservedly so. But how about the blocking of that offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, we got wind.
You can see the tree line above on the far side, and it is really howling up there. So that wind's going to play a part in tonight's football game. 14-0 Albia, 6:22 to go here, opening quarter. Gilman throws it to the swing pattern, incomplete, but a loss on the play. Well read that time as Ryan Sarver came up, and I tell you what, Christian, he read that like a book from the library.
Oh, yeah, I know. He definitely had his eyes right there. He read the play, and he stepped it out, and then he also made a great tackle on the open field guy right there.
Go Big Blue, Chip listening in from the McCarty Pub in Des Moines. Glad to have you along, Chip, and all of our friends all over the country on the streaming mobile app and at KICRadio.com. Rolling back, Gilman. Now the pursuit. And it's picked off going the other way. An INT, the second one of the night. Carter, he'll check that. Brett Freshwater on the INT. And two turnovers already in the football game. And that turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join him at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30 and T. Albia has really found itself in the right place at the right time.
You know, and I think that there was probably a lot of pass defense practice this week, you know, and you can tell, you know, these linebackers are just hungry for that ball, and Brett did a great job there just stepping in right there and just found the ball.
Albia with the football knocking on the door once again here. 14-0 Albia. Here's Isley over the right side. Has some running room. Cuts up field. Has a gain of about 7 yards there. But Christian, boy, he showed not only his strength there, but the quick cut he made right there, that was as good as any back you're going to find.
Yeah, no. For such a big guy he is so quick, so fast. I think people underestimate that. They just think he's one big old power back that they're going to put down in fourth down plays and stuff like that. No, he's quick. He can hit those outside runs just like that.
Set him up, knock him down. Go Big Blue. TJ Shaw checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here comes the flag in. T, I'll tell you what, as good as Albie has been here in the early going, they once again find the flag coming out way too many times.
You know, and I think maybe that was a case of just maybe getting a nose over the football, you know, because they threw that flag, you know, before they even snapped the ball.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. Send us a picture, too, of the bonfire, I'm sure, that's going on tonight, and where you're tailgating at, listening into tonight's football game. We'll get to those texts here in just a second. Here is a Carter Isley over the right side. Has the first down inside the 15-yard line. Fighting forward. Breaks through from the huddle. And will be brought out of bounds at about the 7-yard line. And see, I'll tell you what, the way that people are getting moved around there, bodies are disappearing.
That was not the O-line right there. That was Matt Baker, our slot back, going down in front of Carter Isley. Carter actually put his hand on his shoulder pads there and just he let him block the way, and he just followed right behind him.
Albia with the football and the lead. 14-0 Blue Demons, 4:50 to go here. Here's a fake handoff. Running with it is the magician, Luke Sarver. And the magician faked the handoff, sold that so well. T, I thought you'd hire him to sell your cars.
I tell you what, man, I feel sorry for the defenses when he puts that ball on his hip because they have no clue where that ball's at.
Christian, I'll tell you what, buddy, that happened right in front of you. And, you know, if he doesn't bring a funny hat to his next together this night and pull out a a rabbit out of the hat. He is really magical with that football.
Yeah, Matt Baker had that ball and scored.
That's what I said.
Oh, see? It was magic.
Touchdown, Albion. The Blue Demons out in front here, 20-0, 4:44 to go, opening quarter. Here comes the extra point. The snap is there. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is good enough. And with 4 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the opening quarter, it's Albion 21, PCM nothing. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Only from foreign countries. It might sound far-fetched, even ridiculous, but while Americans are becoming more and more interested in fresh, locally grown foods, more American farmers are being lost each year. Becoming a member of the Iowa Farm Bureau is a simple yet powerful way to put your support squarely behind the wholesome American farmer that produces your family's food, fiber, and energy. Contact the Monroe County Farm Bureau for more information on the membership benefits the Iowa Farm Bureau provides.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys.
Welcome back, everyone. Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Albion out in front, 21-0 here, 4:44 to go in the quarter. And Christian, we had that wrong. Matt, Luke Sarver sold that so well that we thought he had the ball, but it was Matt Baker on the touchdown.
Yeah, no. He fooled me first, that too. But then I turned around and I see Matt Baker with the ball right in front of me. I'm like, that has it. That's it.
A little quick swing pass over here to the right side after the People's State Bank kickoff. The ball went out of the end zone, and Richard Rowe looked like a sure loss all the way back to the 32-yard line. And, T, they're going to say his momentum was stopped there, and they blew the whistle. Of course, we can't hear what's going on outside, but, boy, that did not look like he got away from that. I don't know how he got away the first time.
Yeah, I don't either. Boy, he got hit hard. I mean, I would have went down like a sack of potatoes. But, you know, that's part of the thing. You know, getting in the weight room, you know, those types of things, that all helps on game night.
Albion with the football after loss. Second down and call it 15. Isley over the left side. Has some running room. Out across the 40, 45-yard line. Still pushing forward. Has nearly 14 yards. And it's going to be a half a yard short. The flag came in late. Holding on, Albion. That's the fourth flag, if I have it right here. We'll get our stats from the stat crew at the quarter break. But doggone it, Albion all too often shot itself in the foot.
You know, and that was just kind of the case last week. You know, quite a few penalties. But the timing of the penalties last week was really what, you know, took some momentum out of our game. But we need to kind of keep that to a minimum tonight.
Albion after the mark off now will have the ball all the way back to the 25-yard line. They have to get out to the 47 for a first down. So this is a second down, 22. We'll get your defensive and offensive starting line. Things have been moving so fast here for Albion. We haven't had a chance to get to the starting lines. We'll get your offensive starting lineups after this play. Second down, 22. Sarver rolls back, has all kinds of time. Now a little pressure. Gets by one defender. Pump fakes, throws it downfield, and it is intercepted. The pass just a little overthrown that time, and coming up with the INT is Luke Greiner. And that's a big INT for PCMT. Now they've got a short field to work with.
Yeah, we had a receiver coming across the field there, and Luke unfortunately just got a little too much air under that, missed our receiver, and PCM guy made a good play on the ball.
Got to give a shout-out to Brad Stalzer listening out in Medford, Oregon. I'll tell you, we get a lot of people listening in from Oregon tonight. Go Big Blue, keep the A-train rolling from Sweeney in Del Reno, Texas. Glad to have you along tonight. Here's a pitch going all the way upfield, all the way down to the 32-yard line of Albion. Running with the football, Ronald Marshall. And it took Tony Leshen to come up with the stop, but that will move the chains. And once again, PCM with a big play there, T. They've had their moments. Abby's come and rose to the challenge, but right there, Marshall showing off the kind of back he is.
Yeah, nice little delay play there. You know, our linemen kind of got out of the play, and they took it right up the gut for a nice game.
Want to give a shout-out to everyone at Jim and Charlie's. I know they got us on the PA system there. Go Big Blue. Here's a handoff running again. It's Marshall. Marshall working his way forward inside the 20-yard line. And PCM's offensive line, doing a great job of moving bodies around. And, you know, Albie's been flexing this muscle. PCM starting to show what they're made of.
Yeah, they are. They're coming out here. Got a good drive going. Just need to toughen up front.
Look down to Christian on the wireless mic here in just a second. 1:24 to go, opening quarter. 21-0 Albia. Gilman throws it across his body. Complete. Oh, and brought down as he went up for the grab. A great catch there by number 46, Noah Clark. But a big hit there by the Blue Demons, but Clark still comes up with the reception. A gain of about 7 yards. We're going to have second down and three here. PCM inside the Albia 10-yard line. Gilman in the shotgun. Albia shows an inside blitz. With three receivers out here to the near side of the field. Marshall alone back in the backfield. Gilman rolls back, plants, throws across his body, and oh, nearly intercepted. Intended for Luke Griner. Griner slipped as he made his cut. And had he stayed on his feet, that might have been a touchdown, but had Albia just been able to recognize the pass a little quicker, that might have been an INT going the other way.
Yeah, and Hunter Weldon, you know, was right there, the, you know, gentleman that had that first pick for us. So, good coverage.
Third down, three here. Ball at the 8-yard line. Gilman rolls back and then going to hand it off. A little delayed handoff. Getting by the first defender. And the ball is on the ground. And no indication. The whistle's finally blow. Let's wait here. See, you're down there. You right at the field level.
They believe the ball is out. It is out. Albia over here is saying that they threw the bag and that it was out.
Wow.
They made the right call there because the ball was out. And I think, was that Isley maybe who recovered that? Or I can't tell. It looked like Isley.
Oh, the wall of white jerseys falling to the football. Saw it come late to Tia as the hit came there. And Albia once again dodges the bullets. And, you know, they say football games are not always won. They're lost. And right now, PCM has turned the ball over enough times to give Albia a lot of extra opportunities.
They have, and right there, you know, they just had the fellas stacked up, knee not on the ground, you know, still a live ball.
Here's a handoff running over the right side. Carter, the Iceman Isley, out across the 15-yard line again. On first down of about 8 yards. And when you're able to get 8 or 9 yards, boy, that really makes your offense lethal.
Yeah, no, he got about 9.5 yards. They're a half yard away from getting a first down. This offense line's creating a big old push. And then Isley, just like all year, he's running the ball hard.
12 seconds to go, opening quarter, 21-0 Albia. Sarver puts it on his hip over the right side, has the first down. Moving downfield down that right sideline, will step out of bounds at about the, we'll wait for the spot, about the 30-yard line. And that will be another first Iowa State Bank first down. 4 seconds to go, opening quarter, 21-0 Albia. Let's get your starting offensive lines brought to you by United Farm Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Ryan Monko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter Dude McInish, backside guard.
Nicholas Edward Yurkowski, backside tackle.
Gannon George Henry Yosing, tight end.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Cameron Wyatt, judge, fullback.
Carter A. Isley, running back.
Nate Hoffman, wide receiver.
Luke Steven Sarver, quarterback.
That is a turnover, Albia, on the counter by Matt Baker, and at the quarter break, Albia turns the ball over. Baker had a little seam there, then lateral it back to Luke, and this time it's taking it for a touchdown. Albia turns it over. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio at the quarter break, 21-0 Albia. Let's head back. Jay Mill manning the Friday Night Lights big board.
All right, the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board has Albia up 21-0. Carlisle just scored on Sheraton, where it's 7-0. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont leads Highland Riverside 28-0, and Wayne now at the half, pounding Harmony 54-0. Valley leads Ankeny Centennial 7-3. Sigourney Kyoto has now gone up on Columbus Junction 27-14. It's North Mahaska tied with Linville Sully 14-14. You want to know that CMB North Polk score? We're keeping an eye on it close. It's tied 0-0 going into the second period. North Polk 0, CMB 0. Davis County leads Centerville 7-0. It's Central Decatur 22, Clark nothing. Knoxville and Oski are tied at 7. Melchior Dallas leads Moravia 22-8. It's Twin Cedars on top of Mormon Trail 14-8. And Pekin leads Waco 35-2. All the scores one station. We'll have them all for you at the halftime break. Let's go back live to the Absolute broadcast booth.
PCM and Albia both being generous tonight. Albia coming off of a turnover after looked like it was going to have another first down, and Albia gets the ball back to PCM as we open up the second quarter. 21-0 Albia, just underway second quarter, and running with the football, Ronald Marshall has a first down for the Mustangs. Ball right at the 21-yard line. Here's again Marshall over the left side, has some running room inside the 20 all the way down to the 14-yard line. And T, they really have recognized Albia's penetration and have taken advantage of that. And Gilman waits for the defenders to get across that line, then hands it off to Marshall. Marshall shows off his quickness and his power running.
Yeah, just a nice little delay, and you're right, Marshall, good back.
Three receivers out to the far side. Gilman, the quarterback for PCM. Second-rated quarterback in 2A football. Here's a quick pass, bumps off the hands of the intended receiver. Nice little set-down pattern there by Trey Lindsey, but not able to hang on to it. And that'll go incomplete here, third down and one for PCM. 11:05 to go here in the first half. 21-0 Albia. Albia took the first play from scrimmage, an INT by Hunter Weldon. He turned it into a TD, and Albia scored first, and then the Blue Demons have run up 21 unanswered points here. Gilman keeps on the quarterback keeper. On his way inside the 10-yard line, brought down inside the 5. And, boy, they've really done a good job, PCM, mixing up their plays, getting Albia to really bite in and then setting that up and taking advantage of the pursuit.
Yeah, they're just getting that little over-pursuit by our front four. A couple of linebackers, and they're just taking off right up the gut.
Here's a handoff, running with it and being met in the backfield. A good job of getting penetration that time by Ryan Sarver. See, I'll tell you what, Sarver is so quick. His quickness and his great instincts will really get into the ball in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, no. His number has been called all over tonight just because of his quickness and his awareness on the football field.
Going to get the Southern Iowa Technology text line as the text come in on this football Friday night. Here's a quick pass in towards the end zone, and that will be a touchdown, PCM. So PCM takes advantage of the Albia turnovers, and that's how quickly things can change, T, on a football Friday night.
Yep, you know, they got that turnover, a couple nice runs, just a nice little slant pattern right there by the outside receiver, and touchdown.
Cosby.
PCM scores here, 21-6, 10:27 to go first half. They'll try the extra point here.
Speaking of Jello, let's get back to my favorite sideline reporters, the Jello Bros, Jimmy and Big T.
A snap. Jimmy is there. The kick is blocked. Blake Bear, Spider-Man, comes through and puts that spider-bitten paw up on that ball. You kind of hold there funny, but Christian, he came through there and shut that thing
down.
This
is KIIC's Friday Night Lights.
That's right there for you. He hits that outside edge.
Friday Night Lights from KIIC.
Gets his hand out. I think it was actually the hand that he has his injury on.
The lovely Claire Huxtable
in the game, but what a block. Good job.
21-6 Albia out in front here. 10:27 to go in the first half. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back with your People's Day Bank kickoff. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
This is Friday Night Lights on KIIZ.
Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Friday Night Lights on KIIZ. Refinance with C First, and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com. And apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Ready, set, go. Your new People's State Bank mobile app and your People's State Bank kickoff. And this one deep. And that will go out of the end zone. He got all of his foot in that one and a little aid from Mother Nature and a wind from the northwest, and that thing sails into the end zone. Boy, I'll tell you what, Christian Albia has really come out and played great football here in the first quarter. But you can see how quickly PCM can change the title of a football game. This is a very good team we'll play tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's why they got a 4-win streak going on right here, is because they're a good football team, and they also got a good quarterback. Second-ranked passer in all of 2A. So we got to make sure that we don't turn over the ball and don't cheer ourselves with penalties in this game.
Albie with the football from its own 20-yard line. Here's the handoff running straight ahead. Kieran, the judge and jury, finds his way forward. And I'll tell you what, T, there's no quitting that young man. And he put the 400-plus pounds he squad and put the PC players on his back and took him for a 5-yard ride.
I don't think if you told somebody that hasn't watched Blue Jello football that he was an offensive guard last year, that they would believe you.
He is a...
This is Friday Night Lights.
Bowling Ball Butcher Nice Part 2. Here's a handoff running with it, and still moving way upfield is Carter Isley. Isley out across the 25, out close to the 29-yard line. Going to find himself about a half yard short of the first down marker, third down and about a half a yard here for the Blue Demons. You can do it, Big Blue, from the Sample Boys. Trey, Guy, and Gus all checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Another great season, man. Keep it up. Shout out to Ryan, Brett, and Gunner. Go Blue. Mike Freshwater checking in from Moulton. Third down, less than a yard. Here's the handoff. Running ahead, Carter Isley on his way across the 35, 40. Out across the 45, still moving forward. Takes tacklers down the football field. And that was not Carter Isley wearing red, gentlemen. That is him putting on the cape. That is that PCM defense.
Holy cow, you know, Carter Isley just comes through there. He's so strong, so fast, but he has such a great center of gravity, and that's that wrestler coming out in him, you know, that you, like I said before, you got to be fundamentally sound, a tackler, to bring that boy down.
Albie with the football in PCM territory out to the 47-yard line. Here it is. Isley on his way inside the 40 and brought down, but not till he has another first Iowa State Bank first down. And Big C, I just love the way he runs with the football. And why wouldn't you with the confidence of that front line that he has to run behind?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has that attitude where nothing's going to get him down. And he certainly believes that he's running with full steam ahead, lowering the shoulder. And he also got those big guys up in front making great blocks for him.
Albie with the football at the 37 up PCM. Here's the counterplay. Isley with it over the left side this time. Sidesteps the defender. Has the first down inside the 25-yard line. And Albie moves the chains once again. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And with 8:39 to go in this opening half, Albie out in front 21-6. And the Blue Demons on the march once again. Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you on this football Friday night. 641-799-1437. Tony Bones Durian listening in Bussy. Go Big Blue. And a shout out to the McCarty Pub in West Altoona. Here's a handoff and a brought down after a gain of about a yard. And that is it. That was a good job by the defensive front of PCM that time, Big T.
You know, that was a good job. Man, I got to say, Ryan Romanco is just playing an outstanding game at that backside guard. You know, he pulls on that one play. And that last play, you know, that Carter got a big gain on. And doing a great job.
Second down and 8 for Albia. 7:57 to go first half. 21-6 Blue Demons. Here's the fake handoff. Running with it is Luke Sarver. Inside the 20, sidesteps the defender. Inside the 15, down close to the 10-yard line. And close to that first down marker. T, once again, he does such a good job of carrying out his fake so that when he does have the football and runs with it, that no one expects him to have it.
And that's what it is, you know, and he's done that for years, you know, just carried out his fakes, and once he keeps the ball, it's just he gets a good gain out of it.
Albia, first and 10 from the 10-yard line. Here is Kieran Judge, the judge and jury, towards the goal line. He'll be tripped up, and we'll wait for the spot, and I'll tell you what, he lowered that shoulder as it came on that left side, Christian, and kept his feet moving. And he went 9 yards before he was even touched.
Oh, yeah, no. For a fullback, he is quick. And he's so strong, and he has all those offensive line. But there's one guy missing out there. That's Hunter Gerst. I just saw him on the bench having ice on some ankles. So hopefully it's nothing too bad.
Here's the judge and jury. And here is another Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia, a Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown. Kieran, the judge and jury, the punishment. An Albia touchdown.
You know, and that's what we talked about at the beginning of the game. One of the keys of the game was establishing that line of scrimmage, you know, and these guys, those big guys up front for the Albia Blue Demons, and that's what they're doing.
Albia now in front 27-6, 7:03 to go. And this first half, great work, boys. Roy, Selena, Bella, Lane, Amanda, and Bonnie cheering from Albia. Recognize some of those names, don't you, Big T?
Yeah, but we won't talk about Viking fans.
Go Big Blue, and please feed Big T in the booth. Mike Selenic checking
Amen.
In.
Amen. Amen, Mike.
One big guy to another one. Dave and Cody are listening in Casa Grande, Arizona. Go Carter, and go Big Blue. We want to hear from you on this football Friday night. Send us a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. I got another text coming in, a pitcher text, and we'll get to that here in a second. But here's the Albie extra point. The kick is up, high enough, long enough, into the wind, and good enough. Fresh fish on the table. Go Big Blue. And how about a shout-out for the 8th grade boys, 6-0, Attaway coaches and boys. That's a nice-looking fish. And how about that 8th grade football team? We'll talk about the great guys in the 8th grade class and 7th grade class. And right now, though, we got to run back to that Friday Night Lights studio where Jay Mill above the Albia Square on the Friday Night Lights big board. Give us a scoring rundown.
All right, I got to thank all the crew up here as well, doing a fine job getting all the scores for us. Albia leads. Excuse me. That's Albia Brewing Company Pizza, not going all the way down just yet. 28-6, Albia in the lead. Carlisle leads Sheraton 14-0. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont on top of Highland Riverside. This has gone to halftime 28-0. Wayne at the halftime break on Harmony 54-0. Sigourney Kyoto has just scored on Columbus Junction. It's 42-14. And Linville Soli and North Mahaska in a tight one. It's Linville Soli 22, North Mahaska 21. Davis County leads Centerville 7-0. And CMB has scored on North Polk. We're keeping a close eye on this one. 7-0 CMB. The Bulldogs at Schaefer Stadium in a Tumwa lead Burlington 7-0. And it is Knoxville on top of Oski 14-7. Pella leads Seidel 37-0. And it's Indianola on top of Mason City 14-0. Pekin leads at the half on Waco 35-2. Twin Cedars on top of Mormon Trail 14-8. Melchior Dallas on top of Moravia 22-8. That is the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's go back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
People's State Bank kickoff returned down to the 20-yard line. And PCM with the football here. Albia with a 28-6 lead. Here's a handoff in the backfield. Met and brought down. Little to no gain. Maybe a gain. I'm going to say he was down right at the 20-yard line. So that's going to be actually a loss of about a half yard. Boy, Christian, Albia's defensive front really did a good job of staying home that time, not over-penetrating.
Yeah, no, they had great pressure right there. Shot through the gap. And KJ's also out there. Fullback. Just score a touchdown, making tackle.
6:27 to go, first half. And there's a penalty coming in. We'll wait for the indication. Let's go back to your Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue from the Vandenbergs at UNI. Hello, Vandenberg family. Rolling ball of butcher knives, Hayden. Yes, that is Hayden's checking in. The bowling ball, the rolling bowling ball. This. Bowling ball of butcher knives, Karen Judge tonight at fullback. When he gets going, it's painful.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
6:15 to go. Albie shows an inside blitz, backs off. Two receivers each side of the field. Gilman rolls back, pump fakes, looks to the other side. He's going to have to tuck it. No, comes to his sideline receiver, complete. Good check downs. Boy, that is some heads-up quarterbacking. You can see why he's got the accolades he has, T, because he really read the field with some pressure coming on, went to that third receiver. That's a great check off there by Gilman.
Yeah, he started over to the right side of the field, saw that his receiver was covered, came back to the middle, finally found the man over here on the left sideline. That was a nice play.
Going to get a shout-out here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. As the texts come in, we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Three receivers out to the far side. Gilman rolls back, throws it downfield. He's going to tuck it under, fake the bomb downfield, and decide to tuck it over, and then gets hit out of bounds, and that's going to be a flag. Albie came over, and the quarterback was trying to come out of bounds, and you just got to know where you're at on the football field. Now there's two flags down. This is probably offsetting penalties.
Yeah, I think we're going to have offsetting.
But, I know Coach Staten, he will not be happy about that flag. See, that's that. you know, mistakes are one thing, but right in front of the bench, right in front of the officials, not so smart right there for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, no, you got to be able to control yourself when you're, especially when you know you're getting close to out of bounds. Make sure you don't do anything that's maybe unnecessary. If he's in bounds, make the tackle. But you can tell that he's clearly going out of bounds, and he's out of bounds. Don't need to make the tackle. So
personal foul against Albia and holding against PCM, offsetting penalties. And I say Albia dodged a bullet there, T, because that would have really put them in good field position. They've been in Albia territory once again.
Yeah, they would have, you know. And you know, you get into the heat of the battle like that, you know, coming over toward the sideline, a lot of that, you know, might be momentum. But, you know, you got to learn when to put on the brakes.
Well, we've offsetting penalties, but then they mark it off the...
Mark it off each
play. They did the 10-yard. They counted the 10 yards right, back, and then they added 15.
That makes sense. They do the 10. It is not offsetting penalties. They do the 10 first, then they marched off the 15. That's going to make it third down. Let's call it four here for PCM. Lots of text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. All right, third down now and four. Gilman rolls back. Here comes some pressure. Albia puts the heat on, throws it underneath, and it's intercepted. Ryan Sarver the other way. Touchdown, Albia. Ryan Sarver in for the Blue Demon touchdown and INT, and it's another INT turned into a TD, the second pick six tonight for the Blue Demons. And that turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. And how about that, C? Ryan Sarver fought off these things, will come out on offense. 34-6, if you're just joining us, Albia with two INTs for TDs and a couple of pick six, and Albia with a 28-point lead here. Let's get your defensive starting lineup brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. Let the experienced staff at United Country help you get started with your dream home, farm, recreation, or lifestyle property. Give the staff at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate and Albia a call today.
Brendan Bassett, D-line. Justin Bosser, D-line. Trevor Bryford, D-line.
Josiah Harris, D-line.
Ryan Sarver, outside linebacker.
Blake Lawless, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Brett Session, linebacker.
Tony Leshen, cornerback.
Hunter Weldon, cornerback.
Blake Brad, free safety.
And Albia knocks down the intended pass. Second down and 10 here for PCM. 5:30 to go here in this first half. 34-6 Blue Demons. Gilman looks to the sideline, gets the call from his coach. Two receivers each side of the field in a narrow formation. Gilman rolls back, throws it to the flat, and incomplete. Right there, really, Brett Freshwater doing a great job tonight. Really out there in coverage, doing a heck of a job.
Doing a great job, you know. And I think he had his eyes on the receiver, but if maybe would have turned and looked over his shoulder, he might have had a pick right there.
Third down, 10 here. 5:25 to go in this first half. Albia responding after a disappointing loss at home to CMB. Blue Demons flexing their muscles here in the early going tonight. 34-6. Gilman rolls back, rolls to the right side. Plant steps up in the pocket, throws it, and it's complete. And out across the 35-yard line. Boy, Christian, he put a little zip on that football that time. He showed off his outstanding arm strength right through the Albia defense and for a first down.
Amazing arm strength. And what a bullet. It looked like that thing was shot out of a rifle. It came out so fast. And a great caught. Great catch.
Go Big Blue from a PCM alum, Jerry Beaumont. The Beaumont Special Products checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue from Cooper Gray. And here's a sack in there by the Blue Demons. As it looks like Ryan Sarver once again, makes a big play.
Ryan Sarver just... he's a man on a mission tonight. He's just, it seems like he's been everywhere. He had a pick. You know, he's been on a lot of tackles. And your two interior linemen right now are your offensive tailback and fullback.
It's the Southern Iowa Technology text line here in just a moment. 4:33 to go first half, 34-6 Albia. Gilman rolls back. Here comes some inside pressure. Kieran Judge, the judge and jury, and down goes the quarterback. Gilman all the way back to the 23-yard line. Christian, he looked like he was running with the football. Got to the quarterback, and he held on tight, and that is a sack for Kieran Judge. And what a play there by our fullback playing a defensive line.
Yeah, he shot right through the gap and had a great move. And just the speed that you see on the offensive side, caught up to the quarterback and brought him down.
4:03 to go here. 34-6 Albia. Loss all the way back to the 23-yard line. Here comes sign. Albia stays in a punt formation. Sarver, end over end kick. Bounces at the 30, stays and bounces again, taken at the 21-yard line. On the return is number 3, and brought down, Kieran Judge. Boy, I'll tell you what, Christian, he is going to earn himself some more minutes on the defensive side of the field because he is as sure of a tackler as there is.
Oh, yeah, no. He broke down even on that tackle, and what a great job. Good punt right there. And then Kieran Judge running downfield, bringing in the judge and jury, making the great tackle right there.
Yeah, Kieran just is a great, you know, fundamental tackler. You could see it, you know, wraps up well. Just a great all-around athlete.
I got Coach Wright up here in the booth, and he says, "What's up, Jerry Beaumont?" Here's a pass across the middle of the field on his way up towards midfield. A big number 46, Noah Clark, on the reception, just a sophomore. And I'll tell you what, he got ahead of steam, and he's going to be a tough member to bring down. He takes the football all the way out to the 50-yard line. PCM on the march, and here is
a chop
block, and PCM has been its worst enemy tonight. Albia will make things really, really difficult on you, and you can't help them out there. And Albia will get another break right there. But the pressure that comes from Albia really causes teams to try to find ways to shake that off. But, T, that was a really good play and negated by another penalty.
That was a great-looking throw, great-looking play. You know, just caught a seam right there, right up the middle of the field, and delivered perfectly. Unfortunately, you know, you got the penalty that brings it all the way back.
34-6, if you're just joining us. Albia with the lead here, 1:27 to go in the first half. A couple of INTs turned into TDs, a couple of pick sixes, and Albia has got a commanding 34-6 lead here. Gilman, the quarterback, now after the 10-yard mark off, second down or first down 25. He'll stay in the shotgun. They'll send the receiver to the right side. That'll make trips to that far right side. One back in the backfield. Here's a handoff. Marshall, no, fake handoff, throws it across his body and nearly intercepted again. Griner, the intended receiver, just a little overthrown there, see, and Blake Bear was nearly there to get in there. That would have been their pick six.
Second down,
1:52 to go here. 34-6. Albia with the lead. PCM with the football from their own 15-yard line. Joe Bates stopped over in a few minutes ago, and Carter Isley had 117 yards on 13 carries. What a first half for Albia. Gilman rolls back. Here comes the pressure. Throws it under the underneath. Completed out again to number 46. That's Noah Clark. Clark looking like another Clark that played with 44 on his jersey, though.
Yeah, the old Hawkeye and Indianapolis Colt, Dallas. But, yeah, it was a nice play just coming across the field, found him, and a nice game.
Just got off work. We're on our way. Keep the ball rolling. Go Big Blue. Dan and Deanna Blackford checking in. Here's a handoff. Marshall hitting the backfield and being pushed back. And will be stopped. And this is going to bring up a fourth down. Boy, I'll tell you what, see, that looked like a sure first down by PCM, and Albia was able to hold on and keep this down to fourth and short.
Nope. They brought the ball back to where his momentum was getting stopped, and they put the ball on the other side of the chain, and that results in a PCM first down.
Well,
I beg to differ.
30 seconds and counting here, 34-6, Albia with the lead here. Gilman stays in the shotgun. He'll send the three receivers out to the far side. Here's a handoff to Marshall. Hitting the backfield. Gets up and tries to keep fighting his way forward. Does not give up. He'll get some positive yards on the carry. But Albia's defensive front doing a good job here on that stop. T. Albia's done a really good job defensively all night long.
Yeah, they have, you know, and it's just a lot of blue hats to the ball tonight, you know, gang tackling and you know, they're playing with some intensity tonight.
Timeout called on the field. Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. 17 seconds to go here in the first half. 34-6, Albia with the lead. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Where'd I put my keys?
Did I feed the dog?
I forgot to call him back.
Every day you forget something. But when it comes to electricity, you can't afford to forget safety. Because what you don't remember might shock you. Hundreds of lives are tragically lost every year in accidents involving electricity. Don't become a statistic. Stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
How about a shout out to the Hocking Hill boys at Merce. Go Albia. Go Big Blue. PCM with the football. 17 seconds. They'll send their entire offensive line to the far right side. And we're going to have
a little trickeration going on here.
Yeah. Not sure what the... Did Albia lamp? They did.
Offside?
Yep.
I'll be darned.
Now 5 yards marked off. 17 ticks left up on the clock here. 34-6. PCM sent all of they sent everyone but the...
Yeah, the center.
The center and maybe what would be considered a tight end because he was the only guy on the line on this side.
Yep.
And they'll go back to the shotgun. Gilman rolls back, plants, has time, throws it across his body, and a nice-looking pass there. Well defended that time.
Nice play. Blake Lawless.
Blake Lawless. I'll tell you what, see... That kid, pound for pound, he's as tough as anybody you're going to find, and what a job he's done back there all season long.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a quick, physical, hard tackling kid. I mean, I had to wrestle him, and I was about 30 pounds more than him, probably more than that, probably 50 pounds, and he just had about near enough strength as I did. He's just a tough kid out there.
PCM with the football, 11 seconds to go, first half, 34-6 Albia. Gilman, third down play here. Clock is against PCM. Here's a pass down the sidelines. Oh, he had him down the sidelines. Freshwater in coverage. Albia setting the two safeties back. Pretty well defended, but could not come up with a play there at number nine, Trey Lindsey. And that'll be fourth down five here. 6 seconds left in this first half. But a good-looking play there by PCM. And, T, like I said all night long, this is a really good PCM football team. Albie's taking advantage of a couple of INTs, but this team is capable of putting points up on the board in a hurry.
Yeah, that was just a pretty, pretty pass. The receiver just couldn't quite catch up to it.
Northern Wisconsin and Matt Baker's family is rooting for the Demons. Go Big Blue. Final play of this first half. Gilman under pressure and gets away from the defenders and then finally brought down as the clock expires on this first half as Blake Lawless came up with the stop. And Albia will take a 34-6 halftime lead to the locker room, and the Blue Demons out in front here. Got a full halftime show lined up with you. Of course, our impact player brought to you by the Eagles Club and your Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half when we come back to Friday Night Lights. But first, let's take a quick trip down to Albia, high above the Albia Square. Jay Mill at the Friday Night Lights big board. Take it away.
All right, guys, the Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half. We've got one picked out. We'll see if it's the one you think we're going to pick. Let's take a look at the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board as Albia goes into the halftime breakup 34-6. It's Carlisle leading Sheraton 14-0. The other game in this district for Albia that we're keeping a close eye on is North Polk at CMB. CMB beats Albia by 1 point last week and ends Albia's long win streak. CMB now up 14-0 on North Polk, but it's at half. Again, North Polk trails CMB 0-14. Davis County and Centerville, a couple of cellar dwellers are tied at 7-7, and it's Linville Soli on top of North Mahaska 22-21 at the halftime break. Eddyville Blakesburg in the third quarter on top of Highland Riverside 28-0. Of course, we replay the play-by-play with Pat Powers and Jeff Sands of Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket Football on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. You can hear that broadcast and that hopeful win as they lead Highland Riverside. The Rockets 28, Highland 0. Clayton Kiefer for Wayne having another stellar night. He's already had over 100 career touchdowns as a Wayne Falcon. 102 total, but 100 as eight-man because Wayne went from Class A down to eight-man. Unbelievable statistics for Clayton Kiefer. Wayne leads 61-0 on Harmony in the third quarter. Sigourney Keota is on top of Columbus Junction 42-14, and Jared Jensen's squad. We'll likely talk to Coach Jensen after the game at the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show live on Fox 15 right here from our studios high atop the Albia Square at 10 p.m. Again, Sigourney Keota up 42-14 on CJ. Valley leads Ankeny Sentinel 7-3 at halftime. Also, North Mahaska, I already gave you that one. Linville Soli leads North Mahaska 22-21. Pella all over Seidel 58-0 as Pella is high atop the rankings in Class 3A. Des Moines Register number one. Pella Christian on top of West Marshall 28-0. Of course, they have a big test next week. Pella Christian does on the road against Iowa City. Regina, and it's Ottumwa, the Bulldogs, leading Burlington 14-0. A couple other scores of interest here around the area. Melchior Dallas leads Moravia 22-8 at halftime, and it's Montezuma, the Braves, looking to remain undefeated 42-7 on Iowa Valley. The Braves of top of Iowa Valley 42-7 at halftime. Knoxville looking to get a couple more wins here and seal the deal for playoff chances. Brand new coach Eric Keller at the helm for the Panthers as Knoxville leads 35-7 on top of Oskaloosa. Clark with a big nod on the noggin from Central Decatur as Central Decatur leads Clark 52-0. Pekin leads Waco 42-2 in the third quarter. It's Twin Cedars on top of Mormon Trail 14-8. We need an update on that one, crew. Haven't had an update on that one since the first quarter. We could use Twin Cedars and Mormon Trail if you got the update on that one. Help us out. Fairfield and Davenport Assumption are tied at the halftime break, 14-14, and it's Van Buren leading Winfield 18-0. Indianola leads Mason City 14-0, and it's Williamsburg at the halftime break on top of Central Lee 21-8. Mediapolis leads West Burlington 14-0, and it's Mid Prairie taking care of business with West Liberty 35-7. Those are the scores as we have them again here at the half. It's Albia 34, PCM 6. And we'll be back with more right here at Thunder Country KIIC and Friday Night Lights and our halftime show right here on 96.7 FM KIIC.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket. Cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Aw, oh, look what Bowser did.
No! Say it's not true! There's no way we're gonna get this carpet clean!
It's okay. It's okay. We'll just call Absolute Cleaning Systems. I've got the number, 932-4500.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. Again, that's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket. Cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and
I'll wrap it up for you. And, gentlemen, she'll make you look like a superhero for that loved one of yours at the Christmas break. We are at the halftime break, and we're going to come back with your Eagles Club impact player of this first half. When we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, don't go anywhere.
Oh my gosh. This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Jason Summers claims to be one of us. Oh, really? Would you or I cut in front of old people at Hy-Vee? Would we claim to be a Hawkeye fan and secretly root for the Cyclones? No. His values are not our values. See the complete report at SummersDoesn'tStandWithUs.com. Now, here's more Friday Night Lights.
Paid for by John Flattery.
Oh, jeez. Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, 34-6 here at the halftime break. Happy birthday, Jody Maddie. Happy 30th birthday. All right, let's run down to Christian on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic with Coach Staten. And Christian's caught up with our head coach on our Breach Rest Home halftime coach's interview.
Yeah, I'm down here with Coach Staten. Hey, Coach, I'm coming off a tough physical fought game last week, and coming down with the loss for the first time of the season. How did you get the troops back and ready and prepared for this amazing pass attack offense of PCM?
Well, it isn't the coach's job to get the kids to come back. It's the kids' job to get themselves ready to play. If you're made out of the right kind of stuff, you bounce back. If you're not, you just pop and lay there. And these kids are made out of the right stuff. I'm pleased with the way they played. We made a lot of mistakes, turned the ball over several times. We still have things to fix, but we're getting there. That quarterback of theirs is shifty in that pocket. He really moves around well. He's a good one.
And a 34-6 lead at halftime, Coach. What did you have to say to the troops in the locker room?
Well, I see 0-0. I don't see what you see. So it's a new half, and you got to go out and take control and win this half. So one half, it's 48 minutes, not 24.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Best of luck in the second half.
That is your Breach Rest Home coach's interview. Check out Breach Rest Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands, and a big shout out to Dennis there at Breach Rest Home. Love Dennis. He's my buddy. And, boy, I'll tell you what, T, you see why Albia's really, really good, and that is because they are led by a really, really good coach.
Man, I tell you what, I just love Coach Staten. He's one of a kind, that's for sure. He's certainly forgot more about football than I'll ever know. But, you know, we need to talk about the first half.
Oh, we do.
Too, buddy.
Our Eagles Club, when they make an impact in our community and have done so for a long, long time. All the great things the Eagle Clubs does for our community, and they are the sponsor of tonight's impact player, which is
number 10, Ryan Sarver.
Ryan Sarver, our Eagles Club impact player of the first half. Join him at the Eagles Club with that 19-19 Rupert. Here's an onside kick, and Ryan Sarver going to try to come up with it. It bounces off the ground. PCM on a on an onside kick, and we'll wait for the indication. And a great special teams play there by PCM. And I'll tell you what, I really love the way PCM came out here. There is no quitting this football team.
That's right. You know, I mean, they have to come out and they have to be aggressive. You know, they're down 34-6 at halftime. You know, so they got to make some things happen.
I'm going to get to our text. We got a lot of text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. I think some of them like my pie reference. Poor Cindy's Beauty Hut. They'll do everything well. So if Cindy started making pies, they would be the best stinking pies in the entire country. And there is a offsides on Albion.
And we're just lining up in the neutral zone is what we're doing right there. I think it was just this right side of the line.
Connor and Ty Pickrell checking in, saying, go Big Blue. Boy, they got a nice big fire going. That's a beautiful-looking fire on this football Friday night. Here's a handoff running forward. The ball's on the ground. It's loose. And see across the way, I don't know if you can see who got that football, but it came loose right at the end there.
At first, I thought PCM had it, but then I saw a bunch of white jerseys just jump in there. And I think we maybe knocked it back out of the hands. I don't know. It's going to be a close call here.
Oh, wow. They do come up with it. Boy, a nice big running lane there for the running back as he hit that hole. And I tell you what, T, he is fortunate to hang on to it, but that was a lot of running room for PCM on that carry.
Yeah, you know, and we're really coming out. You know, our defense is playing aggressive. We're really trying to strip the ball. I think we don't have enough people on the field right now, so we're going to call a timeout.
Alabi's going to call a timeout. PCM coming out of the halftime break, trying to make some noise, but the Blue Demons hang on to a 34-6 lead. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Gilman with a little screen pass over the right side to Luke Reiner, and that goes for about a 7-yard gain on first down. PCM with the football. Albie with the lead, 34-6. PCM owned the first half in time of possession. Albie owned the scoreboard, but PCM with the football once again after the onside kick goes their way. Second down and three here. Gilman hands it off to Marshall. Marshall trying to work upfield, has the seam. Inside the 20, 15, a man to beat towards the goal line and brought down right at the goal line. They're going to mark him down at about the 1-yard line. But a nice running lane there on that left side for Ronald Marshall. And he took a full advantage of that and runs it all the way down to the 1-yard line.
Yeah, he's got really good field vision. He cut that back across the left side of the field towards that corner of the left the end zone. Just a really good run.
10:55 to go here, opening of this second half. 34-6, Albie with the lead, but PCM knocking on the door. First down, goal to go. Here's a handoff, Marshall over the right side, close to the goal line, tripped up. Wait for the stop or the spot, and it'll be about a yard short. Emma Dineen and Kenzie Griffin listening in from Kansas City as they warm up for their softball game. Keep it up, boys. Go Big Blue. Well, go girls. Good luck to Kansas City. Wow, here's another carry over the right side. Another stop by the Blue Demons. I'll tell you what, see, this time that Blue Demon defensive front really buckling up.
Yeah, no, the D-line right there, they fired out. They got the push, and where the line of scrimmage is, you got to win the line of scrimmage. And right now, Albie is taking care of that.
PC wants to thank Aaron Atchison's Hawkeye Car Credit for the Hawkeye tickets last weekend. Gunner and PC had a great time and a great win. Go Big Blue. Here's a run to the right side. Touchdown, PCM. Little counter play there, and that time Logan lit. Literal, not literal, Latrell on the carry. That literally was the wrong name, but for a literal touchdown as PCM comes out. I'll tell you what, Christian, they came out with a great effort on that special teams play on the onside kick and then marched the football down the field. And this is still a lot of football left to be played here.
Oh, yeah, no, an excellent drive by PCM. And, hey, they have a great team here. They're the number two passer in the state, and it's going to be a tough challenge in the second half. You just got to be prepared and just play the same that you did in the first half.
34-12, extra point to come. And it's a fake, rolling over to the right side, throwing it towards the end zone, up for grabs, and complete the two-point conversion. A little trickeration, Richard Reeve on the reception. And with 9:51 to go here in this third quarter, PCM scores first in the second half. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update. Jay Mill back on the Friday Night Lights big board.
All right, guys, let's take a look at that GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board, the big board on the big wall here at the big Friday Night Lights studio. Albia up 34-14, trying to get into continuous clock, but need that 35-point rule. Carlisle up on Sheraton 21-7. Eddieville Blakesburg goes now into the fourth period up on Highland Riverside 34-0. Sigourney Kyoto is going to win against Columbus Junction. This one's in the third period. It's 49-21, Savage Cobras. North Mahaska trails Linville Sully by 3 points on stream number six. It's Linville Sully 30, North Mahaska 27. Davis County and Centerville still tied at 7 apiece at last check. CMB walking away with this one from North Polk, where it's CMB 21, North Polk nothing. A couple other scores here. Knoxville is going to beat Oski tonight. 42-7 is the latest score, and it's Montezuma on top of Iowa Valley 42-7. Melchert Alice leads Moravia 22-8. Twin Cedars on top of Mormon Trail in the fourth, 36-22. The Bulldogs of Ottumwa looking to get a win and stay playoff hope alive. They are leading Burlington in the third period 21-0. That's the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back live to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Here's the People State Bank kickoff, and this one sails up and out of the end zone. The wind's kind of died down a little bit, but he still has plenty of leg.
Oh, yeah, that kid is a kicker. Let me tell you, that ball, if Wellman didn't get a hand on it by jumping four more feet off the ground, that thing was going clear and back out of the end zone, hitting that ATV over there.
Albia with the football, first possession of the second half. PCM scores first here in the second half. Here's a handoff, running with it. Carter Isley cuts up upfield, 30, and he'll be still on his feet across the 35-yard line. Carter, the Iceman Isley, a nice hole over the right side, cut it back to the left side, and nearly broke that thing for a big gainer there, T, but a 15-yard carry on first down.
Huge hole up front, you know, and Carter, he just sees the field so well, and he makes that cut. And just as soon as you think he's going down, he gets another 5 yards.
Go Big Blue, sending a huge shout-out to my buddy Jimmy Summers. I know you're listening. Oh, and Jason and Big T. Thanks a lot, Dennis Smith, who's checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Once again, Carter, the Iceman Isley, over that left side, a gain of 9 yards on first down. And, T, you have those first-half stats. Let's shake those out for our listening audience.
You know, and Carter in the first half had 16 carries for 121 yards on the ground. Just an awesome job. Luke had 3 carries for 18. KJ, 4 carries for 18 yards, and Matt Baker, 2 carries for 15 yards.
Second down and short here. Here's Kieran Judge, the judge and jury, fighting forward, clawing his way upfield out across the 45, a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. And Christian, it's just a thing of beauty to watch him run the ball. Well, not so beautiful. It just it looks like a wrecking ball going through a building. He's just pushing things all over the place.
Really, that should have been a gain of nothing right there, but he made 4 yards out of nothing right there. Just a way to keep moving his legs.
First Iowa State Bank, first down. Albie on the march here. Here's a handoff and met this time and stopped for no gain. A wall of red jerseys on that right side, and Kieran Judge this time has no running room there. 8:25 to go here in the third quarter. 34-14 PCM with an onside kick to begin the second half. And Tia, that was a real gutsy call there by the coach. I love the aggressiveness, and then they march it downfield and trying to make this a football game.
Well, and that's what you got to do. You know, when you find yourself down in a hole like that, you got to get something going.
Here's Luke Sarver down the field. Matt Baker, diving catch inside the 20-yard line. Luke Sarver faked the two handoffs, rolled back, threw that downfield, and that is a first down all the way to the 20-yard line into the blue zone. Brought to you by Summers Insurance, your local Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. And with all that's going to be happening in the world of health insurance, with the Affordable Care Act, Medicare Part D, and MedSeps, you want to give Summers Insurance your Wellmark local representative. 641-932-7163, and I'll be there to take good care of you. First and 10 for the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff. Running over the right side, Carter Isley. tripped up out of a gain about 2 yards.
You know, and that's what you got to do with Carter. You got to get it. You got to hit him low, or he's going to drag you for about 10 yards.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Hey Ryan. Hey Brett. Great work. Seville is tied at 7. Your cousin Creighton is doing a great job too. Grandma Marianne checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Gotta love our grandmas listening tonight all over this great big world of ours, and we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Here's a counterplay. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker to the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Matt Baker on the counterplay takes it in for another Blue Demon touchdown. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
You know, and that student body counter is such a deceptive play. You know, you got that dual handoff in the backfield, and, you know, that wing brings that ball back across the field, and just a beautiful play, and we've scored more than once on that play this year.
Boy, I love that. See the deception that that the running game creates when your quarterback carries out his fakes, when the linemen do their job, when running backs run so hard, that counter play becomes nearly unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, everyone was doing their job. It's all about what Coach Dayton preaches all the time, doing your 1-11, each one doing their job. And so many backs going back and forth over there. It's so hard to keep track who has the ball. And
41-14, Blue Demons, 6:30 to go here in the first half. Gilman, pump fake, plants, throws it down the sideline. Receiver streaking down the field. He's got it inside the 40-yard line. Gets away from Albie. Defender spins around and finally brought down. But a little fade pattern down that right sideline. And Richard Reed, the receiver out there, and he is a tremendous athlete. Ran right by you there, buddy, and a big play for PCM.
Yeah, that was such a hard, long throw out there. I thought he actually overthrew him, but that kid's pretty lengthy kid, and he stuck his arms out there and somehow got the ball, and made one guy miss and kept going down the field. Good catch.
First and 10, PCM. They're on the march here. Boy, back and forth football game here tonight. 41-14 now. Be 6:22 to go. Gilman with Marshall in the backfield. Hands it off to Marshall. Marshall over that left side again. Brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. As Bryce Leshen came up along with Blake Lawless to make the stop here. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Let's go, Big Blue. Thanks for the insurance, Christian. You're the man. We have our red on tonight from Cadell, Scott, Melissa, Logan, Delaney, and Addison Cadell checking in from Sheraton. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night. Gilman rolls back, throws it towards the end zone, towards the goal line, incomplete. Boy, a little nice pressure out there by Josiah Harris to make Gilman throw off the back of his foot.
Yeah, it was good to see Josiah come back in here. Last week got hurt a little bit during the CMB game, tweaked his knee a little, and it's good to see him out there getting a good pursuit on that.
Go Big Blue, and Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. Cheers from his family in northern Wisconsin. Albia, with that 41-14 lead, PCM, no quitting these Mustangs. You're going to get their best effort, great athletes, and they can score in a hurry, folks, so don't go anywhere. And PCM's looking over the field. We're going to have a penalty flag come in. Looks like a delay of game on, false start.
Yeah. You get those linebackers coming up and wanting to go on that snap, and sometimes that'll just bring your offensive lineman out of his stance.
How about this? I love our pitchers that come in. We want to see pictures of all of our listeners, but Hunter Adler is listening tonight at the Co Garage. Says, go Big Blue, keep up the good work. I love our pitchers. Send us a pitcher text, 641-799-1437. Trip receivers to the right side. Gilman rolling back. Here comes some pressure. Throws it underneath some heat. Underneath completed. Ryan Sarver there on the defense. But a completion to Luke Reiner. A gain of about 6-7 yards there. He's going to bring a fourth down here. A big fourth down play here, T, because if PCM puts another score up on the board, buddy, this game's really tight. And we've seen all night long, the tide of emotion can change in a hurry, and this is a quick score offense.
Absolutely. You know, we just, the defense needs to buckle down right here.
Fourth down into, let's call it 5-4 PCM. Gilman with Marshall alone back in the backfield. Gilman rolls back. Here's some pressure from the left side. Under heat, brought down, and right there on the stop,
Justin Bosser.
Justin Bosser with the sack all the way back to the 33-yard line in Albia's D. How about that, Christian? Albia's D rises to the occasion against this high-power PCM offense.
That's what you have to do when you got such an outstanding quarterback on the other side. You have got to get pressure on him. Otherwise, he's going to throw the ball at you all day. So good job for the Blue Demon defense right there, causing penetration and getting the quarterback down in the backfield.
Got a text coming in. Is it too soon to hang up a number seven with wins on our dad's Model T from Jocelyn and Madi Berry? I don't know, girls. This is quite the game, but I'm liking our chances. Here's a run over the right side, and that is Carter, the Iceman Isley. How about those cars Mike Berry's put out with the stats on it? I tell you what, every week he's got it out there. And on our way to look from Albia up here, we go through La Villa, and how about that?
That was cool, man. There was like three of them lined right up there and had little signs on them and everything. Just a really neat display for the Blue Demons.
There's no doubt Mike Berry's a Blue Demon fan. Here is Carter Isley on his way out across the 45-yard line. And that second down play moves the chains out of the gain of about 8 yards. And Carter Isley looked like a Mack truck rolling down a high-grade hill, and he was not going to be stopped.
Man, I tell you what, if I was a linebacker, D-back, I'd just be shaking
you would
my
be
shoes.
In the hospital right now.
Amen, brother.
First and 10, Blue Demons ball at the 46-yard line of Albia. Here's a little counter play. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, trying to get the left side. Jukes, Giants on his way across the 45-40. It's a foot race, 40-35, and brought down at the 30-yard line. A flag comes in. Matt Baker looked like, see, he was going to be stopped for a short loss, but planted his foot, did a little shake, did a little juke, did a little jive, and looked like he was doing the Macarena for a half a second, and got away from the defender, took it over the left side, and nearly broke that for a touchdown.
He reminds me of Freddie Russell. Same number, same size. I mean, just that quick move he could make on anyone and make any guy miss. So fast, so fast.
And let's see here.
Face mask.
Face mask. Okay, so that's going to be
gave us a few more yards there.
5-yard face mask. Albia with the football. Marching down the field here. 41-14, 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. Here's the Isley over the right side, working his way forward. Fighting for it, still on his feet. And oh, my gosh. I run out of superlatives to describe Carter Isley.
You know, and it's true. You know, years ago, and you probably know this because you're a big Hawkeye fan, but we had a running back named Nick Bell, and he was a mammoth of a man. But he had great speed. He had great, you know, balance, just like this man out here, number 36.
3:20 to go here. Here's a handoff running straight ahead. Kieran Judge, the judge and jury, inside the 5-yard line. Move those chains. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And Albia knock, knock, knocking on the door. And that is inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Your local, well-marked Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. Give them a call, 641-932-7163. Stocker would pound that Ebola virus like a Knoxville D lineman. Steve Heffern checking in. Here's Luke Sarver on the bootleg. Towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Luke Sarver on the bootleg. The magician at quarterback for the Blue Demons. Taking in for another Albia touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
Tough kid. Tough kid, Luke Sarver. You know, he just lowered his shoulder and went over the goal line right there.
That is another Senate. Pierce Macher Funeral Home. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. 47-14. Albia with the lead here. And Abby looks like it's going to go for one here, but guys, if you go for two, you get the running clock. And PCM, I will say this all night long, T, can score in a hurry.
They can score in a hurry and at will.
47-14, here comes the extra point. Kick is up, high enough. And long enough, and this one is good enough with 2:55 to go. Albia takes a 34-point lead, 48-14. We'll go right back to the Friday Night Lights studio after this timeout.
Have you test-driven the New Holland T7 Series tractors at Bowser Equipment in Albia? Brute power never felt so good. Eight models range from 100 to 195 PTO horsepower with a leading selection of transmissions, including CVT or full power shift transmissions. All with the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in the business with the award-winning Sidewinder 2 armrest controls. Bowser Equipment in Albia invites you to stop by for a New Holland T7 Series tractor test drive. Brute power never felt so good.
Are you looking for somewhere to have a party?
Party!
Whether it is for a birthday, a bachelor party,
yeah!
Family reunion, a wedding reception, an office party, or even a baby or bridal shower, the place to have it is the Albia Golf and Country Club. The parking is great, the location is beautiful, access is easy, and private catering is allowed.
Yeah!
Give Jim a call today and book your date at 641-220-0695. We are the Albia Golf and Country Club.
You're ready, set, go. People State Bank mobile app. And this Albia Blue Demon kickoff team was ready, set, go. And a ton of brick hits right there by Bryce Leshen. When you've been hit like your car's been hit like a ton of bricks, man, give Randy a call. He'll get it back on the road in a hurry. But T. Bryce Leshen, he just has to find a way to get to the football.
Human missile. I tell you what, I think he was, like I said before, he was born to play special teams.
Albia with a 48-14 lead here. Get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line here in a moment. Here's a handoff, Marshall. No fake handoff. And what a great play there. And Jessica, boy, Albia dodged a bullet, T, as Noah Clark was streaking down the right sideline. Gilman showed off his magician skills, faked the handoff to Marshall, and nearly completed that. That would have been a touchdown.
Nice play. You know, the receiver got behind the coverage and just out of his reach, just over his fingertips.
Here's the Southern Iowa Technology text line text. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. South African by birth, Hawkeye by choice, Blue Demon by divine intervention. Go Big Blue. Running with the football, Marshall on his way across the 15, out across the 20. He'll have a first down for PCM. That coming from my good buddy, Coach Trevor Barlow, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. By divine intervention.
Amen, brother.
All the way from South Africa. He has been around the world. First and 10, PCM on the march here. 48-14, Albia with the lead. 2:27 to go in this third quarter. Here's a bubble screen. Oh! No good. Well defended by the Blue Demons. That ball went up in the air at Christian, and I thought that was going to become another opportunity for a pick six.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe even possibly a fumble. If he would have caught that ball, he was hit so hard by Ryan Sarver. Good coverage by Ryan Sarver.
Working on costumes for our high school musical, Aladdin. Susan Hollerich checking in. Look at this. Man. Suzanne Hollerich.
If there's somebody that can make a costume, it's Suzanne Hollerich.
Yeah, the world's best Pokemon costume, right, Christian?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pikachu. Happy birthday, Morgan Ray Sherman. Got all kinds of birthdays tonight. Terry Stewart and Joe Hopkins listening to the game. Go Big Blue. You got this one in the bag. Well, we hope so. But don't go anywhere because this is a football team PCM that can put points up on the board in a hurry. Gilman, pump fake. Going to the sideline. Up for grabs. It tipped in. Oh, it's complete. What a completion there. Tony Leshen, stride for stride with Trey Lindsey. Leshen went up and nearly got that one-handed. It came out of his hand and fell into the arms of the receiver, Lindsey, with a great mind there to hold on to the football. He's going to have the first down. The flag came in. I think there was a little bump going down the field, a little hold on Albia, and there was.
Yeah.
And, wow, what a play there by Lindsey.
Yeah, great concentration on the part of the receiver to, anytime a ball is tipped or anything, boy, it just really shows the type of talent that they have to keep their eyes on that ball.
Here's another text coming in. I love our farmers. This is a text from my good buddy, that Jordan or Jason. Jason Craw in the combine, and he says, roll, Demons, roll. And if that combine's moving like the Blue Demons tonight, Jason, you are getting a bountiful crop because the Blue Demons have been very good tonight. 48-14 Albia. 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Three receivers again out to that far side. Gilman, the quarterback. Marshall. Gilman plants, throws it across his body. Oh, a big time hit there, but a completion. Boy, the state of mind by Luke Ryan or Christian to come up with that catch after Bryce Leshen just lowered the boom.
Yeah, that takes great concentration. The last two catches, great concentration by PCM, but what a great hit by Bryce Leshen there. Wow. I could hear the pods. Ugh, the pads popping. Wow, I can't even talk. Hit him so hard.
Here's a guy that knows something about pad popping, and that is Griffin Osing. Go Big Blue. Time for another big year. Checking in from Marshall, Minnesota. Roll Demons from Griffin Osing. He can make the pads pop, Big C.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
Sherman
wow.
Tank, man.
Oh, whew. He is the Sherman Tank right there. Hey, he's up there wrestling right now. He just came from a heck of a week of wrestling practice, what he said. I saw him. I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago at the Davis County game. He's up there wrestling up in college. Yeah, I can see a great future of him up there where he's at.
Well, he will.
Good job, Griff.
God blessed him with lots of physical attributes, but he will work you to death. And he's got to be proud of Gannon, his little brother, because Gannon's, you know, he's really developed his body. He's going to be an outstanding. He's already an outstanding player. He's just going to keep getting better.
Yeah, he has. You know, and he showed himself to be a great blocking tight end. Also, he's got some good hands, and he's also a long snapper.
Got a PCM fan checking in. Come on, Mustangs. Let's go. Dennis Smith checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night. Gilman under pressure. Throws it to the sidelines. Complete. Another check down play right there, Big C. And completion out there to Trey Lindsay once again. But I like the way Gilman can see the entire football field. And really does a great job to come to your third receiver. That's confidence in your receivers running the right routes and the cerebralness as a quarterback to find the open receiver.
Oh, yeah, no, he's been doing a great job. I can see his helmet looking. He's checking down all the wide receivers. Then he has that cannon where he can throw that through a window, I mean, from a mile away.
Third down play here. Gilman with the pressure coming from Sarver. Steps up in the pocket, throws it a long ways across the body, and... Well, he did catch it.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a long throw all the way across his body from the one side of the field to the other with the pressure coming from Ryan Sarder, and Luke Reiner comes up with another big catch.
You know, and Blake Bayer right there on the coverage, you know, just a great throw and a great catch.
5 seconds to go here in this third quarter, 48-14. Gilman, final play of this quarter. Here the horn go off. Throws it down the middle of the field. Complete. Inside the 20, inside the 10, and finally brought down at the 5-yard line. PCM says, we're not done yet, so Blue Demon fans, stay right here as we come back to the fourth and final quarter, 48-14. Albia with the lead. The fourth quarter to come when we come back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights. Blue Demon football back to the Friday Night Lights.
All right, guys, thank you. Let's get you caught up because we have a lot of games that have gone final. A lot of our 7 o'clock kickoffs have gone final, including Pella Christian. They beat West Marshall tonight. They're 35-0. That's the final. Pella Christian meets up with Iowa City Regina next week. Another final here has Pekin beating Waco 48-2. That's final. Also, Eddyville Blakesburg has gone final with Highland Riverside. They win tonight. The Rockets win 42-7 over Highland Riverside. Late in this one, Sigourney Kyoto up on Columbus Junction, 56-27. Also, Wayne has gone final against Harmony, 75-14. Sheraton and Carlisle going at it. Carlisle's doubled up on the Chargers, 35-14. That's in the third period. North Mahaska in a dogfight with Linville Sully. It's gone a little back and forth here tonight. In the fourth quarter, Linville Sully up on North Mahaska right now, 43-34. CMB at last report at the half was up on North Polk, 21-0. Central Decatur pounding Clark, 52-0. And let's see what else I haven't given you yet. Fairfield now is down to a Davenport Assumption, 35-14. Twin Cedars in a fourth on top of Mormon Trail, 36-22. Moravia in a final loses to Melchert Alice, 42-16. That's a look at the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
As we start this fourth and final quarter here. PCM with the football from the 5-yard line, 48-14. Albie with the lead here. Gilman hands it off to Marshall over left side. Well defended that time by the Blue Demons. Blake Lawless got back there first, and Ryan Sarver along with Hunter Weldon to wrap him up for about a half a yard to a yard loss on the play.
You know, and this guy, you know, just a great running back. He can move. He's a quick. He's really quick in the backfield. Man, he just can stop on a dime and just move on you.
11:34 to go here. PCM with the football, knocking on the door. Three receivers to the left side. Here's a slant pattern across the middle and incomplete. Another well-designed play, but Spider-Man out there on the coverage. Blake Bear got bit by a brown recluse spider. His hand swollen up last week. He had to have it bandaged up, and he couldn't put his glove on. It looked like the hand looked like one of those Halloween hands you get.
Yeah,
you know,
we need him out of the haunted house.
Yeah. So we think he now has some
special powers.
Superhero powers.
Yeah.
Call him Spider-Man. 11:24 to go here, 48-14. Rolling back is Gilman. Throws a fade pattern towards the end zone. Cut off and incomplete. Wow. Bryce Leshen. Step, or is that Tony Leshen?
Tony Leshen down here.
Wow, great job out of Tony. Right in front of you, see, he read that well, cut right in front of the defender and knocked it down.
Out of all the interceptions today,
I think that was probably the best defensive quarterback play so far in the game. I mean, he read that, he jumped right in front, and he almost got that one-handed.
Albia, PCM, the District 7 title fight here tonight. But to Albia with a 48-14 lead, fourth down and six here. Fourth down, goal to go from the six. Gilman with the pressure underneath. Blake Lawless gets by Gilman and then finally brought down as that is Bassett along with Bossard on the stop for the Blue Demon Albia. Defense once again. If I have this right, that is the third time tonight Albia has shut them down on the turnovers down inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and this defense, you just know once the, you know, that's my domain. You know, the defense is thinking, you know, you get past the 20-yard line on me, you're not scoring, you know. So, I mean, they got a little bit different mindset when you're back up against your own goal line.
Albie now gets the football. 11-12 to go in the football game. 48-14. We want to hear from you on this football Friday night. Here's a play. Running with it is Carter Isley. Carter Isley gets by a defender. Gets by another defender all the way out across the 30-yard line. See, he had so much room to work with. It was kind of like, where do I run? Because there's so much open space here. Because that offensive line just made red jerseys disappear.
Oh, yeah, no, great blocking up front by the O-line there, creating a big old gap for even me to run through that. So good job by Carter Isley. Way to hit the hole hard. And it's those yards after contact, too. I mean, he had guys on top of him, and he was keep on dragging them 10, 15 yards downfield.
You know, and these guys are just trying to rip that ball out of Carter's hands, and Carter just carries him downfield with him.
Oh, here's another counter play, the same play that went for a touchdown earlier to Matt Baker, and this time tripped up in the backfield. Good defensive read that time by PCM.
Yep, good coverage by PCM. The defensive line wasn't having any of that counter that time.
Oh, my gosh. Dan Stocker has his own fan club. We'll get to this text here. 48-14, 10-18 to go here in the ballgame. Albie with the lead here. Here's the handoff, Isley over the left side. And, again, PCM's defense really doing a good job of slowing down Albie here. A gain of about two. And that's it. It'll bring a third down, 10. But Dan Stocker is not in the broadcast booth tonight. He had to go to a bank convention down in Oklahoma, flew into Texas, and then checked in with us in Chicago. He'll be back with us when we go to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show sometime after 10 o'clock. But last week or week before, we had Cousin Eddie at the Clown Convention. This week we have Big D at the banking convention. I don't know which one's funnier. Here's a halfback pass being attempted by Carter Isley. Oh, nearly complete. Diving for the Hobman, the intended receiver. But here's Dan Stocker. We're worried about him getting the Ebola virus. But checking in, Stocker could beat a double team of Ebola and SARS. Stocker will put down recluse spiders on his Wheaties in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a whole Chuck Norris thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, there's a lot about Dan that reminds me of Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
I got to think of him, though.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what?
Fourth tail here. Luke Sarver into punt. End over end punt. Bounces at the 35. Takes another big bounce. Filled it at the 25-yard line. Oh, right there. Blake Bear, Spider-Man. And oh, check that. That's Ryan Sarver. Oh, my goodness. Ryan Sarver. Downfield in a hurry. The return man got the ball at the 20-yard line, and Ryan Sarver was right there.
You know, the kick coverage on kickoffs and punt, you just can't say enough about the kick coverage, and that just goes to Coach Hill's coaching on that type of stuff.
Tom Chamberlain wants to know if I'm wearing glasses. Well, the funny thing is, Tom, for the first time all year, I've got my glasses on.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy that's broke his radio the last 2 weeks and is texting me for the score. Tom Chamberlain, the owner of Albie Wash & Go, he's scared to death we're giving away another dollar from the car wash. And why not? Let's do it. $3 off your wash on Touchdown Tuesday at your Albie and Centerville Wash & Go locations. And just at Albie location, Tom has given away so many free washes this year. $3 off your wash on Tuesday. We'll get the code for you here in a moment on Touchdown Tuesday at your Albie Wash and Go. And the code, 78. 7-8, 7-8, your touchdown Tuesday code. Here's a pass in the flat, knocked down. Flag comes in. Lindsey, the intended receiver, well defended by Tony Leshin. But Tony got there a little early, got that hand on his back, and you're going to get that call more times than not. And that second down pass interference will be a 15-yard mark off, and that will be a first down for PCM. 8:38 to go here in the ball game, folks. Albion with a couple of INTs for TDs in the early going. And the first play from scrimmage was a pick six by Hunter Weldon, and Albion has controlled the football game since that point. 48-14, your score here again. 8:38 to go in the ball game.
You know, and talking about those interceptions, you know, we came in tonight with 17 interceptions in seven games, so averaging just a little under three, and that's what we have tonight. So we've got 20 so far on the season.
Tom says he's going to buy a radio. I think he needs to buy more than a radio. Here's a handoff, running with it and being brought down. A nice tackle there by Ryan Sarver, along with Brandon Bassett.
Brandon Bassett.
Second down and eight. Don't forget, we're going to go to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. We'll catch up with Fox 15. Join up with our TV partners, Fox 15, and go to the coach's locker room show. Take you right to the midnight hour tonight on this football Friday night. Here's a pass into the flat, complete. Running with the football is number three on the reception. Again, that is Richard Reeve. And see, one of the things that you just really get impressed about PCM is, as you always expect, they got athletes all over the football field. He's got six guys he can throw the football to.
Oh, easily. I mean, these kids, they are good. Good, tall, lengthy, fast kids with great hands and a great quarterback.
Gilman rolls back. Throws it across his body. Oh, it's complete. A great catch once again inside the 20-yard line. T, I'll tell you what, that is so well defended by Albia, but Luke Reiner split the defenders, throwing the football across his body. Logan Gilman with another bullet, a completion all the way inside the Albia 15-yard line. That was a thing of beauty. You just tip your hat to your opponent sometimes. That was well done.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it goes to show why he's the second leading passer in Class 2A. Just very talented young man.
Albia showing the middle blitz here, a little shuttle pass. And Marshall will be brought down as Bassett, along with Josiah Harris, to come up with a stop for the Blue Demons. And one other number to come up, and which one would that be?
Number 10.
Number 10. Ryan Sarver. He's been everywhere tonight. He was our Eagles Club Impact Player of the first half. Want to give a big shout-out to the Eagles Club back in Albia, newly renovated, and always making an impact in our community, and that is the Eagles Club. 7:05 to go here, 48-14. Albia with the lead. PCM with the football inside the Albia 20. Here's the fade pattern towards the end zone. Up for grabs. And, oh, just over the hands of Brett Freshwater. But well defended there by Freshwater along with Tony Leshin. And nearly making that completion was Luke Reiner. Big C over on the far sideline right in front of that end zone. I'll tell you what, C, on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. Let Tharp Funeral Home help you with your pre-planning arrangements. Call today, 932-3129. See, that was well defended by Albie, but I'll tell you what, they are really good out there on the outside.
Oh, yeah, I know. PCM has a great offensive attack here with their passing game, but it was well defended. Maybe we could have jumped up a little bit higher, maybe possibly got a pick, but still good job by the defense there.
Gilman rolling back. Here comes the flag in. Pressure's on, and down goes
Ryan
the quarterback,
Sarver.
Gilman, Ryan Sarver. And he has had a football game and a half tonight. A little help from his friends Brandon Bassett and
Justin Bossard.
Wow, that D-line really is buckled up, T. They have really brought the pressure here in the late goings.
You know, and that's one of the things we talked about at the beginning of the game. The keys to the game was got to get pressure. Got to get pressure on this young man because he's a talented quarterback and can get that ball out into his receivers. So once you get that pressure on him, you know, it's about timing with passing, and you disrupt that timing, and the good things will happen for your defense.
Well, that was a sack all the way back to the 30-yard line. But see, on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic, a flag comes in, and you think it's going to be against PCM, but it's against Albia holding. I think they held one of the receivers come out the last scrimmage.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what happened there, but they're calling it defensive holding, so it had to be someone in the secondary.
Like, I have to wait and see where the markoff comes from. 6:46 to go if you're just joining us. Albie out in front, 48-14. Of course, we're going to get you updates of all the games tonight. And that important matchup that is CMB North Polk. We want to hear from you, where you're listening at tonight on this Football Friday night. And I'll give some We Are Blue t-shirts, courtesy of Summers Insurance. Here comes the blue t-shirts as well. All by Summers Insurance. You will take the 10th text. You got to put your name in the text. 641-799-1437. As they're talking things over here on the sideline, trying to figure out where that ball's going to be spotted. 641-799-1437. Here comes the blue t-shirt.
I do have to say, I miss Jimmy.
I do too. I miss my little buddy.
I think he's in Ottumwa tonight with your nephew, Landon.
Oh.
Burlington is in Ottumwa tonight, so it'll be interesting to hear how that game's going.
Of course, Big D's not in the broadcast booth. Cousin Eddie's racing RVs down in Arkansas at the RV Nationals. And so we'll have to get a report. I thought I might catch up with Cousin Eddie, but have not been able to catch up with him. Of course, he had his hot laps first and about kickoff time, so he's probably right about the B main or the A main right about now. The RV Nationals, Cousin Eddie at the RV Nationals. We're going to get to that 10th text as it comes in here. 641-799-1437, the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here comes the blue t-shirt. Here comes the Blue Demons on the pressure. A pass to the end zone. Incomplete. Albie brought the heat from the inside. Gilman did a good job of getting that off. Christian over there on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. But that pressure didn't allow him to set his feet and throw an easy pass.
Oh, yeah. No, once again, great pressure brought by the defensive line. And a blitzing linebacker there. And it was also covered good in the secondary. So the defense right there. Did their job, did their 111, and stopped the offense attack.
10th text, Stephanie Allgood, you won a Here Comes the Blue t-shirt. Courtesy of Summers Insurance. Gilman rolls back, fourth down and 14, throws to the end zone, up for grab. Oh, the flag comes in late. I don't know about that one. That was Noah Clark went up for it. Looked like a pretty good timing on the play. Bryce Leshen went up to knock it down. But, T, what you oftentimes find is when they go up to knock that down against a big receiver like that, they put that hand out there, and the official is going to call that thrown in the end zone.
You know, and I don't know. The side judge made that call, and that play was right in front of the back judge. So, you know, I would have thought that flag, if it indeed was an infraction, would have maybe came from that back judge.
Well, I've got a bunch of texts coming in, so we're going to be generous here, and we're going to give another t-shirt away, courtesy of Summers Insurance. Here comes the blue. And our 20th text goes to Sonia Duncan. You can pick these t-shirts up at the KIIC studio Monday through Friday. We'll get another one here in a few minutes. Courtesy of Summers Insurance, fourth down and four after the 10-yard markoff. That's not an automatic first down. Albia looks to bring some pressure from the outside. Here comes some heat. Lawless, a little screen pass. Intercepted. Going the other way is Hunter Weldon. Can he turn this into another pick six? Down the sideline, 40. Has to get a block from the Gilman. The quarterback makes the tackle at the 47-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle by the quarterback. Or Hunter Weldon would have taken another one to the house. That is a Riverline Family Worship Center turnover. Hunter Welland with the INT number two tonight.
Unbelievable, you know. I mean, just like we said earlier. Hunter's
the chains, another first Iowa State Bank first down. Albia with a 48-14 lead, 5:27 to go in the ball game. The Blue Demons on another Hunter Welland INT going the other way here in the T. Boy, I just tell you what, you knew PCM, and we've seen all night how good they are throwing the football, but Albia's defensive backs have made some really big plays tonight.
You know, they've made some big plays. They've made some changes, I think, from last week. You know, they've really worked on their coverages and the spots where they're supposed to be, and you can really see what they've accomplished tonight.
First and 10, Blue Demons ball at the 35-yard line. Here again, Carter Isley over the left side, gets up by a defender, gets a block from his quarterback. How about Luke Sarver getting out there? Christian, on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic, how about the way that Luke Sarver plays all the time, nonstop?
Such an unselfish player out there, sacrificing his body for his running back that he's getting the ball to go out there and block and lay the wood on some guys. An excellent quarterback.
Boy, we've had some great. You look at Brett Leshen back there last year. He was a punisher back at quarterback. And Luke Sarver doing the same thing, Big T.
Absolutely. You know, just love to see those guys come around that end and just lead block for their back. It's pretty cool to see.
Kieran Judge, the judge and jury, has the football inside the 20-yard line. Took that right side, got a block from Carter Isley, who sealed the end. And Albia off to the races inside the 20-yard line, down to the 15. The judge and jury, Kieran Judge on the carry for the Blue Demons. First down, Albia.
And just a great run by KJ, you know, just out there going around that right side. Again, hit, and then another 2 or 3 yards after the hit.
Skyler Wynn and Mike Eastleek enjoying the game. Go Big Blue. With Skyler. Go Big Blue, win the game. Good luck, Kyle Weiss and Tiffany Weiss. From Ottumwa, checking in the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. We got some more T-shirts to give away here in a moment. Right now, Albia with the lead, 48-14, 4:38 to go here in the ball game. Here's a handoff, running with it again. Kieran Judge still on his feet, working his way forward. Oh, my goodness. The judge and the jury in Big C, he's making them pay.
Wow. Wow. Not kidding. Laying the wood out there. I think he forgot if he's on offense or defense, he's tackling guys out there while having the ball.
Here's
wow.
Steve Heffern really thinks that Dan Stocker is one tough cookie. Stocker buys welding rods from Cadell Welding in Albion on pasta night to make his angel hair.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
All I do is read them. And here's a turnover. A turnover at number 75 coming up with the turnover. Spencer Schroeder comes up with a fumble recovery, and PCM goes back on offense. 48-14, Albia with the lead here, 3:58 to go in the ball game.
Yeah, I think that was just a center quarterback exchange. Just wasn't clean, and just the ball got on the ground.
Well, folks, PCM, no quit. Going to get to some more of my text here. Phil, cousin Phil Summers listening in at his man cave. Go Big Blue. Here's Marshall with the football, met in the backfield. Boy, a loss on the play. Wow.
Boy, awfully close to a safety.
See over there, I'll tell you what, the defense read that play.
Oh, yeah, no. They fired out there, and wow, what a couple hits right there in the backfield. I thought it was a safety, but it looked like maybe they called as a momentum forward there at the 1 yard line.
Getting to all my texts. Go Big Blue, cheering on our number 83 from Ankeny. Of course, number 83, Brandon Bassett. He's had a great night, T.
Movement.
Yes, Brendan had a great second half here. You know, we've called his number quite a bit.
Their penalty on Albia.
An encroachment penalty.
Give him a little breathing room.
Another text coming in, Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. We're tuned into Heitman. Ed Williams checking in. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Keep it up, Blue, from the crowd at PCM. Rick Shelker from Bondurant. Hey, Ricky. Jody Toops would like a free T-shirt, Jason. Please and thank you. Well, I don't know. Those are magical words, guys. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Please and thank you. Magical words, and why not? I'm in a giving mood tonight. Jody Toops, you've got yourself a Summers Insurance. Here comes the blue T-shirt. Third down here for PCM. Ball at the PCM 7-yard line. Third down, 11, 3:05 to go in the ballgame. Here comes some pressure from the inside. A pass to the flats, complete. And close to the first down marker. We'll wait for the spot. Looks like, it might be a little short.
I'm running down there checking out the spot. Right now, it's about a yard short.
Christian on a 3-yard blitz.
Got him. That's all he got.
Get the oxygen tank out. Fourth down here. 2:44 to go. Albia out in front, 48-14. Gilman in the shotgun and draws Albia off sides. I'll tell you what, Albia's done a lot of good things tonight, T, but that old hanky's come out way too often. And You don't want to see the hanky coming out if you're on an airplane or on a football field.
No, that's true. And, you know, and I think one time is too many for Coach Staten. You know, so just gotta contain that stuff. You know, I know you know when you're out there on the defensive line, you just want to get in there, but got to hold back.
Gilman rolling back, and here he is brought down. Boy, great job once again by
Sarver.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see how many tackles he's got tonight and how many tackles he's gotten for loss.
Well, and an interception, you know, for a touchdown.
Driving home from a performance in Fairfield, first thing we did was turn on our broadcast when we got in the car. Go Big Blue. Blue taking care of business. Bayan and Heather Thompson in their car heading back from Fairfield. Hi, guys, glad to have you along on this football Friday night. Shotgun formation for Gilman. Under 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Gilman, fade pattern down the sidelines, up for grabs, complete. Another great catch out there by an outstanding receiver, number 9, Trey Lindsey. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's been magical with the catches tonight. We've seen a lot of good plays here for both teams.
Yeah, very talented receiver, and can't say enough about Mr. Gilman out there just throwing the ball around. Very, very talented as well.
Vic Sanders cheering it up in Davenport from St. Ambrose. He's going to be back next week, going to go to the Clark game. Love Vic, good old Dodger. Here's a pass, incomplete. Dodger power, activate. He could hit the baseball, could he not see? Oh, my gosh.
Next contact, and you know that thing's going down.
Pat and Teresa Gilbert listening in L.A. Is that Lower Albia, Los Angeles, or La Villa?
Or Louisiana.
Angie Coe says, I'll make you a trade. I'll bring you a loaf of bread if I get a T-shirt. Done. Yeah. Oh, here is the quarterback, Gilman. And he's done.
Connor
been
McDonough.
Sacked back at the 27-yard line. A minute four to go. 48-14, your score here. And why not give away some more T-shirts? I'm feeling in the mood tonight. Albia down to its final minute of this football game in one regular season. We'll go on the show next week to Clark, and we'll have our final regular season football game of the year, and we will have our Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop treasure hunt, and we will have lots of fun on that football Friday night. Angie Coe will be bringing me over some friendship bread. Good stuff. Here's the hand. Oh, a fake. Does get the handoff. Gilman got hit and gave the handoff off to the running back, and Marshall will have a carry of about 10 yards. But with 19 seconds to go, this game is Albie's way.
Yes, it is. You know, another split second, that would have been a tackle for loss, but he handed that ball off just in time. Got a pretty decent game.
I love our fans. They know how to get to me. Jason, Terry Stewart would like to have a free T-shirt, please, and thank you. And, oh, I think you're the best football announcer. Friendship Red, please, thank you, and best football announcer. What am I going to have to do, team?
Man, give her one.
All right.
Got to do it.
Just because it's you, Terry Stewart, you'll get a Here Comes the Blue Summers Insurance T-shirt. And we're going to take a quick timeout, come back and wrap things up. Your final score here, 48-14, as we're getting ready to go to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. And, of course, catch up with Fox 15, our TV affiliate, Fox 15. And before we do come back here, let's really quick scoring update back in the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, we'll come right back to you. Hang on tight. We're going to give you a quick scoring update as we prepare to go live at Fox 15, KYOU, and the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show again right here. It's 48-14, our final. Albia beats PCM and continues in the hunt for second place. Second place because CMB beats North Polk tonight. They're way out in front, 28-0 late in that game. Carlisle on top of Sheraton late in this one, 41-14. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont wins tonight, 42-7. It was Wayne all over Harmony, 75-14. Sigourney Keota in a final over Columbus Junction. They win also, 56-35 is their final. And it's North Mahaska in a final. They lose to Linville Soli. A closer game than the score looks, though, 56-34. Linville Soli beats North Mahaska. It was Davis County with their second win of the season on top of Centerville, 26-15. And Pella pounds Sadell, 79-6. That has gone final. Pella Christian, Coach Kakmarinski will join us at the top of the hour. And the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show live on Fox 15. Pella Christian, 35. West Marshall, nothing. It's Ottumwa late in this one, leading Burlington at Schaefer Stadium 38-14. Moravia in a final loses to Melchior Dallas 42-16. Montezuma at last report all over Iowa Valley 42-7. And Knoxville wins in their matchup against Oskaloosa 49-13. A couple more here before we go back live to PCM. Central Decatur over Clark 58-20. Clark looking for their first win on the season, and that's Albia's last and next opponent for the regular season. Pekin on top of Waco tonight, 48-2, and it was Twin Cedars in a final over Mormon Trail, 42-30. Van Buren beats Winfield, 32-0, and Davenport Assumption takes care of Fairfield, 35-22. It was Indianola on top of Mason City, 24-6. Williamsburg late in this one, beating Central Lee 35-8, and Mediapolis on top of West Burlington 33-21 in the fourth quarter on last report. This one's final. Mid-Prairie Wellman beats West Liberty 55-28, and that's the scoring roundup as we have them and the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's go back live now to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Big win for Albie tonight, 48-14, and T, you know,
Woohoo! Coach's wife got down here. Give him some love down here. Hey, Coach, the best way to end the game is maybe to get a kiss from your wife right there.
That's a good way to start the game or middle of the game or after the game. Yeah, they all work pretty good.
Hey, Coach, hey, way to bounce back after the CMB game last week. What did you tell your boys before the game and at halftime to get them fired up and ready to go for tonight's game?
I said a team that's made out of the right kind of stuff will bounce back, and if you're made out of the right kind of stuff, you will bounce back. And they did. We played much better tonight. We got things done that we didn't do. And, oh, my, that quarterback for them is shifty in the pocket. But our defense kept him held down. He's the second leading passer in 2A football, and he's a good one. But I'm proud of our defense. We had a few mistakes, but we'll correct those on Monday and get ready for the most important game on our schedule, and that's the next one.
And after the football game, I see you guys every game go down here at the end of the field, and you guys form a big huddle. What do you guys do down there and part after every football game?
That's part of what we call our afterglow. We go back and celebrate the good things that have happened during this game, and we have them introduce their loved ones who are there joining the huddle, and all the people are welcome to come to our afterglow if it's outside. And we just talk about and celebrate what we accomplished together.
Clark is your next opponent on the schedule, Coach, and the next big game, and that is Clark. What is the preparation you do before getting ready to face Clark?
Same thing we did last week and the week before and the week before that. And it's up to the boys to get their selves ready to play the football game.
Thanks, Coach. Good talking to you. And best of luck against Clark.
That is Coach Staten on your Tharp Funeral Home Wireless 3 mic with the big C down on the field on your Brees Restome coach's post-game interview. The afterglow, That's something you've been a part of, and it is a special time where the guys get together and they celebrate their win, and they'll have a lot of things to celebrate tonight after a really hard Friday night 1 week ago.
Oh, yeah, they're going to definitely have a lot of attaways out there. Giving credit to the people that did great jobs out there, they got to give big old lots of attaways out there to big old number 10 Ryan Sauer out there. What a great performance out of him. And also the offensive line throwing bodies down everywhere. Butterworth boys, bring out the pancakes again.
Well, Albie gets the win, 48-14, your final score. Kyle Overmeyer says, way to go, Big Blue. And a lot of people checked in tonight on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And I got this one earlier tonight, and this is one I want to celebrate. Colton Dorpinghaus is a four-time cross-country conference champ. And attaway, Colton Dorpinghaus.
Awesome, Dorp. That's a good deal, man.
He is a real deal, and wow, four-time conference champion. I don't know if that's been done in school history. I can't imagine. Maybe Stacy Dutar. I'd have to go back and, find somebody that can match that. And I know he's got his eyes solely set on that state title. And what a run he's had for the Blue Demon cross country team. Congratulations to the entire cross country team. I'm proud of them all, the boys and the girls. And boy, great job out of Colton Dorpinghouse. Congratulations. Congratulations to the Blue Demons and T. Let's get a real quick rundown of these stats tonight. Impressive night of offense for both teams. Over 700, almost 800 yards total offense out of these two teams.
You know, and Albia ended the night with 403 total yards to PCM's 386. So only 17 yards of total offense separated these two teams. You know, we talked about the possession time there at halftime. You know, PCM ended the game with 49 minutes and 50 seconds. Albia, we had the football on offense 15 minutes and 53 seconds of this game, scored 48 points. So, you know, just goes to show you what type of defense we played tonight. When you score on defense, you don't have a lot of time of possession. So, Carter Isley tonight, just to get that in, had 27 rushing attempts for 216 yards. I believe he came in with just under 1,300 tonight. So he's probably well over that 1,500 mark right now.
Pretty darn impressive. Text coming in here on our smart fans. They say that Tatar had two conference titles. The first time in conference history, someone's went four straight times, and that's Colton Dorpinghouse. And text coming in, let's go Dorp and Jordan and the Iceman. And let's go quickly to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Great night of football here for the Blue Demons. 48-14, your final score. Albia with the win over PCM and the Blue Demons. Still in there for a district title. And it will come to that final football Friday night. We'll be back on the air next Friday night with Blue Demon football as Albia goes down to Clark. And we'll have your Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop Treasure Hunt number 5. And this is Jason Summers for Big C, Big T, No Big D, or Cousin Eddie. And we'll go right back to the Friday Night Lights studio.